In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Imagine, for now, that you are in a museum. Not any particular museum. This is a museum the likes of which has never existed on this earth, because it is full of your favorite things. All of the artwork that you love best, sculpture, exhibits that speak to you and what you love. I'm reminded of an exhibit that I saw a couple of years ago at the Victoria and Albert Museum that was about shoes. That's what's in my museum, shoes. I can tell that you're all surprised. So you're in this museum, and you know that everything in it is stuff that you have been longing to see, but it's dark. You can barely see a thing. Now, you've been given a candle, but it's just one candle, and it's small, and you're keeping it close to you because you're afraid you might lose that flame. And so, drawn in like that, it sheds no light around you. It only illumines yourself. So as you wander around this dark place, you start being able to make out forms of other people that are in there with you. And just like you, they have a single small candle. And just like you, they don't want to share that light. Or maybe they don't know how. And they're muttering to themselves. And the words that you hear reflect exactly what you're thinking. Why is it so dark in here? Where's the light? I can't give up my light, but I can't see. I don't know any other way. I don't know what else to do. Why is this happening to me? I followed all the rules to get into this place, and I'm not doing anything wrong now, so why can't I see? I'm denying myself the joy of the beauty that I know is here. Don't I get some kind of reward for that? I'm fasting from my own vision. Why do we fast and God doesn't pay attention to how great and holy we are? You're here in this place, in this vast and dark museum, and you are sticking to the rules. You're not causing any trouble. You're not pulling the paintings off of the walls. You're not harassing the guards and knocking over the statuary. You're following the rules. So why is it still so dark? Now, just so you know, rules aren't bad, okay? And they're often necessary. But following the rules is not what leads to joy in our lives. It just means you're doing what you're supposed to do and staying out of trouble. Following the rules is not what creates light. Following the rules doesn't create, it might preserve, but it doesn't create life. And I don't think I've ever heard someone get any praise for standing up and saying, you know, I will say this for myself, I have never killed anyone. You don't get a whole lot of credit for that. You haven't created anything. You're just staying out of trouble, which is good. But my hope is that when we think of the rules of God's creation and covenant with us, we think perhaps of the summary of the law that begins our Rite One services. The first and great commandment, love God with everything that you are. And the second is just as important, love the people that God has created along with you, just as you love and value your own life. Sometimes when we feel like we have to deny ourselves, when we, for some reason, feel as though we have to fast from taking delight in the creation that's around us, we end up denying other people's joy, too. especially when the rules of that fast, of that denial, become more important than the reasoning behind it. The words of the prophet tell us, look, you fast to serve your own interests, and then it makes you self-righteous. Look, you fast, but all it does is make you cranky and argumentative and holier than thou, which makes you forget what true holiness is, which makes you forget the generosity of God. When we get wrapped up in following all these rules, knowing that we can never follow all of the rules, not perfectly, we've forgotten that the One has already fulfilled them all for our sake and for our salvation. We remember ourselves too much and we forget God. So this light that we're given, these little candles that we hold as we're wandering around in this dark place that we really long to see, this light wasn't given to us because we follow rules. This light was given to us as gift, pure gift, unearned, unasked for. This is grace in action. And the giver of this light never seeks to take it away from us. But we each think that our little light is under threat, that it will be taken away, that we have to earn it over and over and over again, and that we have to then protect it and keep it to ourselves. So we wander through this beautiful, beautiful place full of amazing creations that, by the way, we did not ourselves create. But we can't see a thing because we're so afraid we're going to lose sight of ourselves. And sometimes we think, well, the bad news is I can't see anything, but you know what? At least nobody else can see either. At least we're all in the dark, right? Who gives you that light? Who gives you, without reservation, the light that you are holding right now? What can we light up other than ourselves? And isn't the better discipline the one that denies the fear of darkness? Isn't the better fast the one where we deny ourselves the hoarding of this light and instead allows us to shine it in the darkest places of injustice and physical and spiritual hunger and oppression? Why do we hold our lights so closely? In the midst of this darkness, in the midst of this wandering, this vast and dark museum, rising above the shuffling and bumping into things and the muttering of people who can't see, of those who are lost, a voice rises. A single voice, raised in song. And you know, the funny thing is, it's a simple song. It's a children's song. So simple, but simple does not have to mean simplistic. And very often, those things which we distill into their essence so we can teach it to our children holds a very pure truth. The words that you hear are, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light, little. You look down at your own little light that you're holding so close. Where is it shining now, holding it like that? How much brighter, perhaps, could it be if you weren't sheltering it so closely? Could your light light up someone else's life? Could it light up this dark place where you are? Could it be, maybe, a light to the whole world? This little light. So you pull your hand away from it, and it turns out you can see a little more. You can see enough to notice that there are some other people, and they're doing the same thing. And now there are a few more voices joining in. This little light of mine. Maybe you'd all see a little more if you offered even more of that light. So this is a little scary, but you start to hold your light out, away from yourself. There might be a draft. It might go out. But you know, the funny thing is, the higher up and the farther away you hold it from yourself, the steadier the flame seems to get. I'm gonna let it shine. More and more people are doing the exact same thing. All of these candles are being lifted now, and light is glowing in these rooms. It's getting brighter and brighter, and now you can see things you've never seen before. Not just the gorgeous creations on the walls of this museum with all of your favorite things, but the gorgeous creations that are walking and talking and singing in it, just like you. And you can see, now that it's a little brighter, you can see where the shadows are and that there are some people hiding in them whose lights seem to have gone out. But, you know, by now it seems only natural that you go and you share your light with them, that you help rekindle the flame that they were given. This dark place is full of light, your light and their light. Not a single candle has gone out, and every single one is now raised up to its giver. And anyone standing outside this place, anyone in a greater darkness, can see it for miles around. The windows are blazing with light, and the song is getting louder. Everybody is singing it. This little light of mine. This little light of mine. Everyone know the gesture? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. It's shining. This little light is a great light because you are the light of the world. You are a shining city that draws people in from their darkness. Not because you created it. Not because you are responsible for all the beauty that is in it. And not because you earned that candle that you hold. Not because your light is bigger and better and brighter than someone else's. You are light because the true light of the world has called you to be so. Your little light reflects the greatest grace, the greatest love, the brightest light. So when our fasting, when our discipline reflects abundance and generosity, when the denial of ourselves opens us up to receiving the other, then shall our light, God's light, break forth like the dawn. Let's lift up our little lights so that we can see beyond ourselves. Let's share the light that we've been given. Let God's little light in us join with all of creation to make a larger one. And let God's great light in Jesus Christ inspire us to shine. Amen.